This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It's time now to see if you can beat the Nashville Know-It-All. Let's take it to the host with the most, the pride and joy of Portage, Miss Melissa McGurran.
Thanks so much. Let's meet today's contestant. It is Kim in Berwyn. You need to tell Austin to get out of here.
Bye, Austin.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Bye-bye.
Is.
See
you later. Thanks. Here's how the game works. I've got five country trivia questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. And if you tie, it goes to Austin. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Bunny XO says going through IVF to try to have a baby with Jelly Roll has been one of the hardest things she's ever done in her life. True or false? Bunny XO met Jelly Roll in Las Vegas.
True.
Question number two. Cody Johnson said he snuck out of the house at age 14 to go perform in a bar and got caught by his dad. What year did Cody Johnson headline Windy City Smokeout?
2000. It was
an election year.
Oh, okay. 2025.
What was that? I'm sorry.
2025.
Okay. Question number three. Trace Adkins said he might finally stop touring after 2026. What finger-looking good restaurant has Trace done voiceover commercials for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Question number four. Dylan Scott revealed his wife's favorite song is the one about him dying. It's not how it sounds. Listen to the song. Which one of these is not a Dylan Scott song? My Girl, New Truck, or Fix a Drink?
My Girl.
Question number five. Zac Brown Band guitarist Caroline Jones explained that their Las Vegas Sphere concert, looking satanic, was taken out of context. Which Zac Brown Band song features the lyrics, "He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then?"
Oh.
Said I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather.
Colder weather.
Okay, awesome. Let's bring Austin back in here.
Yeah.
She got three correct.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Hey, three is a good number. And you know what, Kim? I'm confident in you today. How are you going to spend that $500 once you win it?
Probably go towards Morgan Wallen tickets.
Oh,
sure. Steal money towards
that,
Morgan Wallen tickets.
That will maybe get you like 1/5 of a Morgan Wallen ticket.
You know what, though? It's kind of like close, though. You know, it's getting closer.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Sure, right. Yeah.
Don't forget, Kim, we're giving away Morgan Wallen tickets with our secret sound.
I know. I'm that's my next goal.
Perfect. Love to hear it. All right, Austin, are you ready?
No.
Question number one. Bunny XO says going through IVF to try to have a baby with Jelly Roll has been one of the hardest things she's done in her life. True or false? Bunny XO met Jelly Roll in Las Vegas.
I think that's true. True.
That's correct. Darn it. Even when it's true or false and he doesn't know, I hate when he uses it.
Just, it's 50-50 shot.
Anyway, Kim got that correct. You're tied up 1-1. Question number two. Cody Johnson said he snuck out of the house at age 14 to go perform in a bar and got caught by his dad.
classic.
What year did Cody Johnson headline Windy City Smokeout?
Wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago. It was 2024.
That is also correct. I don't know exactly what Kim said. She said 25, 26.
Yeah. She 26? Predicted the future.
Wow.
Yeah, she went way into the future.
I remember that 2026 yes. performance. That was amazing.
So funny.
Almost as good as the 2027 performance.
So it's 2-1, Austin. Question number 3. Trace Atkins said he might finally stop touring after 2026. What finger-licking good restaurant has Trace done voiceover commercials for?
The same one Reba McEntire did commercials for. That would be Kentucky Fried Chicken, a.k.a. KFC.
You got that correct? She got that correct as well. 3-2, Austin. Question number 4. Dylan Scott revealed his wife's favorite song is the one about him dying. It's not how it sounds. Listen to the song. It's which one of these is not a Dylan Scott song? My Girl, New Truck, or Fix a Drink?
Oh, easy. One of them is a Chris Jansen song, which is ironic because you think if he would fix a drink, it would have a lot of Mountain Dew in it. But no, it's Fix a Drink. That's Chris Jansen.
That's correct. Kim did not get that correct. It is 4-2, Austin. Question number 5. Zach Brown Band guitarist Caroline Jones. Mm. Hold it there. Hold yourself there, Austin.
I love her.
Explained that their Las Vegas Sphere concert, Looking Satanic, was totally taken out of context. Which Zach Brown Band song features the lyrics? He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then?
Can I call you then?
He gets caught up on these sometimes, and this is why he can lose this game on occasion.
It's either Can I Call You Then or Colder Weather.
Just guess.
I'll go Colder Weather.
Dang
it! I just want to puke right now. That's correct. Well, Austin
my heart
got
was
all
racing on
correct.
That last one.
Gosh darn it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. This is just.
I'm so sorry.
It's just
Kim.
Mean, you know?
Yeah, you're mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, Austin's record now 60-1. And unfortunately, Kim, you've got to say the lyric.
The lyric?
The line.
The line, I believe, is what it's called.
The lyric to the Zach Brown Band song.
Oh, this is Kim and Berwyn, and Austin is still a know-it-all.
All right.
Yeah.
Another chance to try and win $500 with the Nashville Know-It-All tomorrow on Melissa and Austin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.